All right, and away we go here on this Monday, March the 9th, 2020. 3-9-2020, 11 minutes after the hour, you're tuned into the Now program here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. And are you awake at the correct time this morning? Now, we all love, I think in society, the changeover to daylight savings time. But here is the problem. On that Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, late Saturday night, we do lose an hour's sleep. And for some reason, this really screws with people's sleep schedules and how they react as the week goes on. And I will tell you that it, for some reason, yesterday it didn't bother me. Yesterday, I didn't have to be up as early yesterday, but I got up fairly early yesterday and was moving around okay. No problems there. Really didn't affect me yesterday. I did feel a little, like, sluggish late in the day because I thought, well, it's, you know, it feels later than it actually is, but I went to bed about the normal time that I normally do, so I really had no problems yesterday. Well, speak too soon, because day number two of it, the night where we did not lose an hour's sleep, which would have been last night, for some odd reason, I woke up at 2:30 in the morning and was up for an hour for, you know, I hate that. That is the worst thing in the world. I would love to know what causes that problem, where you wake up in the middle of the night, and you're clearly tired because you're in bed. There's no noise going on in your house. But yet, for some reason, you are awake and cannot go back to sleep. I don't know what that's about. Eventually, I did go back to sleep and finish the morning until I got up. And, of course, I slept to the alarm. And now, as opposed to last week, thanks to daylight savings time, even though we now have sunlight until about 7:30 in the evening, we no longer have sunlight in the morning currently, so that's different than it has been for the last 2 or 3 weeks. So, you know, you get up now in the dark, and for some reason this morning I also could not figure out, you know, I like to think that I'm tech savvy, and I guess in some ways I am, but there are certain things that I am not tech savvy about, and I think I mentioned this one time before. But here it goes again, because I don't understand this, and maybe somebody out there does. Okay, so every night when I go to bed, I leave the television on, and I have a Roku in the bedroom. And the Roku is the television device that lets you get YouTube and all the streaming channels and all that. Okay, when I went to bed last night, I had the Roku playing. I think I had something playing on YouTube, some movie, and I fell asleep. Well, when I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, as I said before, and could not go back to sleep, I thought, okay, I'm going to turn the Roku back on, or turn, you know, something on, so I have some noise in the background, and maybe I'll be able to go back to sleep quicker than I obviously was at that point. So, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm messing around, and for some reason, the Roku will not come back on. Now, the Roku in the bedroom is just the USB Roku. The one I have in the living room is the actual Roku that you can turn on and off. But the USB Roku, I don't even think has an on-off button because it's plugged into the back of the television and then you plug it into the wall. Now, for some reason, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the Roku was not working. Because now, as I told you a few weeks ago, when I think I originally had this conversation, my Roku remote for the bedroom no longer works. Now, this could be a battery issue, although I don't think it is, even though I still have not went to the store and bought new batteries to check this out. I now use my tablet as my Roku remote. Now, this is a thing now for all of you people who have Rokus. If your remote stops working for whatever reason, you can go download the Roku app, which is free, and use your tablet or your cell phone or whatever as a remote. So there's a little tip when it comes to the Roku. So I have the tablet with me in the bedroom, and I'm trying to get the Roku to work so I can turn it back on and go back to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning. It had been working when I went to bed earlier on in the night. So I'm trying to get the Roku remote to work, and all it keeps saying is, cannot locate the Roku. Now, it was locating the Roku that I have in the living room, but it was not locating the one I have in the bedroom. And to be honest with you, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I was not going to get up and go behind the television and mess with the USB and mess with the power plug to see exactly why the Roku was not working. At this point, I still don't know if the Roku is working. I'll give you an update on that tomorrow as the day goes on today to see if the Roku is still working. But in any event, couldn't get the Roku to work. So I got to turn something on. I got to have some noise in the background. Well, I have a DVD player in the bedroom. And I knew there was a DVD in there because a couple weeks ago I had watched a DVD and I knew I had not taken it out. So I turned the DVD player on, and I'm watching this movie in the middle of the night, and eventually I fell back asleep watching this movie. Okay. So we speed up. I sleep to the alarm this morning. The alarm goes up. I get up, and of course I want to shut the television off and shut the DVD player off. Now, I shut the DVD player off. I saw it go off, and then I shut the television off, and I walked out of the room, and then when I came back in, the television was back on again, and so was the DVD player. I'm thinking, this is strange. Maybe I did not hit the right button, because you second guess yourself at that point. So then I went back over and stood in the room this time. I did not leave the room, and I did the same thing again. I shut the television off, and then I shut the DVD player off, and within 30 seconds, they both had come back on again. Have no idea why. So I thought, okay, I'll get smart and I'll do it the opposite way. So this time, I shut the DVD player off first, then I shut the television off. And guess what happened? They both came back on again. So, at this point, there's a little frustration setting in because I have slept to the alarm, which means I'm moving a little further behind than I normally am. It's the first work morning of daylight savings time. So I'm thinking I'm a little behind normally where I want to be. So at this point, you try options. It's like a Rubik's Cube. So I just turn the Rubik's Cube a little bit, and I just shut the television off. Now, when I just shut the television off, and I did not mess with the DVD player at all, the television went off. And as far as I know, the television is still off. For the next 15 minutes that I was in my bedroom, the television did not come back on. Now, did the DVD player ever turn off? I have no idea. So here's the question this morning. There are two questions I have here on this whole tech incident in the middle of the night. And maybe this is why I was stressed out and could not go back to bed for an hour. What do you think happened to the Roku? Do any of you have these Rokus, USB Rokus? Do you think the Roku blew up? Did the Roku automatically shut off? Did it have something to do with the remote that I'm now using, which is the tablet? I've never had an issue like that before. So, what do you think happened to the Roku, if you have one, at 2 o'clock in the morning last night? And as far as I know, as I say, I don't know if it's back on or not, because I have not been back to the scene of the crime this morning to switch it back over to the channel that the Roku was on. So, does anybody know what happened there? And question number two is why does my DVD player control the power on my television? Because the only place that these two devices are connected, the television and the DVD player, is the, it's not a USB. Is it a USB? What is it? that plugs the... No, it's not a USB. It's called something else. What is the cord that connects the DVD player to the television? It's a... See, that's terrible. That shows how non-tech savvy I am. It's not a USB cord, like a telephone. It's a... You have to buy the special cord for the DVD players and certain things to plug them into your television. Anyway, it's that cord. That cord is what is directly plugged into the television. Now, I don't know why having that cord plugged into the television from the DVD player would cause the television to go on and off. Why that would be HDMI. That's what I was thinking of, the HDMI cord. Why does having the HDMI cord plugged in control the power on the DVD player? Does anybody understand this? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Well, I thought we had an answer there. If that's you, give me a call back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring if you understand this. We had a caller there, and we lost the caller. But why does having that HDMI cord plugged in to the television control the power of the television from the DVD player? I think this, I've told you about this once before, and I still do not have the answer of why this is happening. It's very strange, to be honest. Go ahead, caller.
Well, on your Roku, there's a reset to reboot the Roku.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it's just like any computer. They screw up, and you got to reset them. A little button on the side.
Now, it's on the side of the little USB device?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Have you that happened before where it just went off and would not come back on?
Oh, yeah, I've had that happen.
Now, do you...
A spike in electricity or something like that, you never know.
Yeah. Now, do you understand this, why the DVD player is controlling the power on the television?
You've got ghosts.
I do. It's the strangest thing. I'm telling you, the only place that they are connected is one HDMI cord, and it's just the HDMI cord that's going into the television to put the DVD on the television. But for some reason, it controls the power on the television.
That's a good one.
I have no idea why it's doing that.
I try unplugging them and re-plugging them in.
I'm going to have to do that. Well, hey, I'm going to reset that Roku. So there's a little button on the side of it.
Little button on the side.
I just punch it, and I should be good to go.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for the update.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, there you go. Maybe I'll have my Roku problem solved this morning. Maybe there was a spike in power last night. Who knows? So there you go for your Roku. If you have one, on the side of your USB device, apparently there's a little button that will reset the whole thing. But The whole thing with the HDMI cord, why that keeps turning on and off my television, I really have no idea. That is the strangest thing I have ever seen. I've never had that happen. And there are other devices, like in the living room. I've had my laptop hooked up to the television with an HDMI cord. I believe I've had a DVD player in the living room hooked up with an HDMI cord. I think the Roku in the living room is hooked up with an HDMI cord, but they do not control the power of the television. So why in the bedroom does the DVD player control the power of the television when the only connection the two of them have is an HDMI cord? I don't understand that. Does anybody know that? I'd love to know the answer to that. If anybody even has a theory, give me a call, 740-383-9944, 24 minutes past the hour. And let me tell you another thing here with daylight savings time, the switching over. Now, we have two clocks here in the studio. We have one on the clock, which is an old manual clock that you have to, you know, wind to change the time on. And then we have the digital one here on the desk, which for a couple weeks, the batteries were dead. But thank goodness last week we had two listeners bring us batteries, so we never should have that problem again. But the one on the wall, I knew I was going to have to reset when I came in this morning, and I did that before I sat down. The one on the wall is now correct. It's reading, you know, 825. But the new digital one with the new batteries in it says 725 in 30 seconds. So it has not reset. Now, it's supposed to have one of those internal mechanisms that changes the time. Now, for some reason, the internal mechanism does not work on this. And it's kind of strange because we've had this clock for a while. Now, when our studios used to be located in the mall, it was 50-50. 50% of the time, it would get the internal message and it would set. And then 50% of the time, it would not get the internal message and it would not set at all. Then, when we moved uptown, the area I'm going to call Uptown, in the Beltone building down on East Center Street, it set all the time. For some reason, in that building, if you gave it just a few hours, the clock would automatically set with the signal that is sent out to set clocks like these, who have the automatic timer in them. It worked perfectly at that location. Now, ever since we came to this location last year, here on West Center Street, which is just about a mile and a half up the road from the old location, it never sets. The internal mechanism will not work at all in this building. Now, does anybody have any reasoning for that? Because obviously this has not reset. If I were to go by this clock right now, it is Thursday, January the 4th, 2001, and it's 7:27 in the a.m. It is not. It is March the 9th, 2020, about 19 years later, and it is 8:27 in the a.m. So why does this atomic clock not pick up in certain areas? All in the city. We've always been in the city. In the mall, 50-50. Did it sometimes, didn't do it sometimes. Down on East Center Street, down by Lee's Chicken, did it all the time. Down here, West Center Street, never does it. Does anybody understand how these atomic clocks work that are supposed to pick up the signal from the, who sends out that signal? It's sent from somewhere, national something or another. Why does it work in some buildings and doesn't work in other buildings? That is a very strange thing to me. I don't understand why that happens. Does anybody know the answer to that one? We got the Roku question this morning. So are there any other geniuses out there who can answer this question for me? Why does this atomic... Because now during the 9 o'clock break here, I'm going to have to reset this clock to an hour later. 740-383-9944. Why does it reset in certain buildings? Why is it able to pick up that signal in certain buildings and not able to pick up that signal in other buildings? Now, another thing that's bothering me, and this started last week, and I don't know how this started. We have phones here in the studio. We have a phone in the studio, and then we have a phone out in the office. And the phone in the studio is not, the ringer is not supposed to be on, because nobody wants to hear a telephone ringing over the air. Now, late last week, I noticed that this phone was ringing for some reason. I don't know why this phone needs to ring, because if you're in the studio, you can see it light up. And even if you can't see it light up, you can kind of hear the phone in the other room ringing. Now, last week, I checked to see if the ringer on this phone was on, and it said that the base unit was off. But I know when this phone is ringing that I am hearing a ring, and I think you're hearing it at home too. So I don't know what's causing this ring. I don't know. Is it the handset? Does the handset have a different ringer function than the base unit? I don't know. See, now I'm going through the... See, this is what I do on the air, because sometimes you just got to fix these things. Okay, go into settings, go into ring adjustments. Okay, here's ringer volume. Okay, now, okay, I got the base unit and the handset. Oh, see, the handset's on. So here's the problem. So now the handset is off, and I'm going to save that. Okay, now I'm going to check the base unit to make sure it's off. Yep, the volume on the base unit's off, and I've saved that. Now, I don't know how that got turned on. I don't know where that got turned on, but I hope whoever turned that on does not turn it on again. Now, next time the phone rings, we'll see if it's working properly or not. But I knew that I could hear that telephone ringing. So apparently, on the unit we have here in the studio, you have to turn the bass unit off and you have to turn the handset off. So now they're both turned off. Now, opposed to the call we got about 5 minutes ago, next time somebody calls, I'll be able to tell if this is off now. So if anybody would like to call so I can check this, or if anybody has an answer to the atomic clock question, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Or any of you devoted listeners to the station who know who might have turned on this handset, you can call in and tell me that. 740-383-9944, because somebody had to do it manually. And, there were a lot of buttons you have to push to turn the ringer on the handset. So I don't know if they just accidentally were punching buttons and did it. I don't know what happened there. Because only one bar was turned on, but it seems to be working fine now. Maybe. We'll test it when somebody calls. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. So a lot of questions on the table right now. Why in the world did the Roku go off in the middle of the night? Why does the HDMI cord on the DVD player control the power on the television? Why was the ringer turned on the television, on the phone this morning here in the studio? All right. See, I think it's off now because I don't hear it ringing. See, this is a good thing. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with the station all of a sudden?
Well, you know, I hate to have the phone ringing in the studio. I hate when somebody turns the ringer on in here. So last week, I noticed that the phone was ringing like on Thursday in the studio. So I went in and I checked it and the bass unit was off. The ringer was turned off. And I thought, okay, well, everything must be fine. And then I thought, well, on Friday, it's still kind of ringing. It's a small ring, but it's still kind of ringing. And then this morning we had a call a little bit after 8 o'clock. And I thought, that sounds like it's ringing. That's very odd. So I went in there, and the bass unit was still turned off. But I guess you have to turn the handset off as well. And somebody had turned the handset on to one bar. So now I've turned that off. And it's off. But I don't know who would do that, because I don't think it you have to punch a lot of buttons to turn the ringer on, and I'm not sure if any of the people who use this phone would be able to do it.
I don't know. I have not been in the studio for a while. So I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I don't know what's going on with that thing up there.
I don't even know if anybody would have done it on purpose. It doesn't seem like an on purpose thing to me.
Yeah. That phone, you have to go through a whole bunch of settings to turn it off.
And you also have to go through a whole bunch of settings to turn it on. That's why I can't figure who would have went through all those settings to turn it on. That doesn't make any sense to me, because I don't think anybody would know how to do it.
I don't know.
So I find that kind of odd.
Yeah, there's already a few people that have access to go up there, so I don't know.
Well, I mean, it could have been...
Unless they had a known function.
Well, I mean, it could have been somebody who, you know, comes in here to do a show. Maybe somebody hit... I'm guessing somebody who did a show might have been fumbling with the phone someday and hit the buttons and accidentally, somehow, luckily, got to that setting and turned it on. But at this point, I don't know.
Well, it's all fixed now. It's not ringing now.
No, it's not ringing now, thank goodness. So now we're... But everything else, like I said, last night my Roku went hazy at 2 o'clock in the morning. My DVD player turns on and off my... What?
We mean hazy.
It's my Roku in the bedroom. It doesn't go on and off because it's just a USB Roku. And for some reason, it would not detect last night at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was working fine when I went to bed, but at 2 o'clock in the morning, couldn't get it to work.
Trouble on the horizon. Yeah. So is it working now?
I don't know. Haven't checked it this morning yet. But the caller called in and said he has to reset his sometime. So I guess there's a button.
Yeah, you, Yeah, there's a reset button on the very back of it.
Yeah, he said that already. So I figure maybe that's what I'll do later on today. But the other thing was, for some reason, the DVD player in my bedroom, which is only connected to my television with an HDMI cable, for some reason controls the power to my television. And I don't understand that either.
So you have a HDMI cable. What's it going to? Your DVD player?
Yeah, from the DVD player to the television.
And it controls the power?
Yeah, for some reason. If you turn the television off, you'll see the television go off, but then if you punch the power on the DVD player will come on, and it'll kick the television back on.
I wonder if you have them, like linked up together somehow.
I don't know how they got that way, but,
Is your TV a smart TV?
Not the one in the bedroom, no, I don't think so.
Linked together somehow or something.
I have no idea. It's very strange.
It could be the ghost.
It could be. There could be a ghost in there. I have no idea. It's just the oddest thing.
Yeah. But it's the oddest thing.
What can you do? What can you do at this point? That's my new thought on everything. What can you do?
So what's on your agenda this week?
What's on the agenda this week? Well, you know, we have some guests coming in later on this week. That'll be fun. So that'll be a good thing. And I think I have some podcasts to tape with Abby and Michelle as the week goes on. So that'll be a lot of fun. So, you know, there are things on the agenda this week.
That's good.
Thank goodness.
So, maybe the road trip is still going to happen one day.
Well, yeah, and I understand that this road trip is going to happen. I have every belief that it will happen with Abby and Michelle and myself and you driving at this particular point is what we've all decided to do. Yeah, I think that will happen. I don't know why it wouldn't.
We've got to pick a day to make it happen, I guess.
I just don't know. You know, I'm still thinking being in the car with them for what will be 4 hours, because the destination I think we've all settled on is Detroit. And I don't know if going to Detroit with them, because that's 4 hours in a car, and heaven forbid when we get to the destination up there, how long we'll be up there. You know, maybe 2 hours up there. 2 hours up, 2 hours there, 2 hours back. You know, that's 6 to 8 hours together with each other. I don't know. You know, it might be like Survivor. Who's going to make it off the island?
Oh, God. It's not going to be that bad. I mean,
well, you never know. I mean, I like them, and obviously we get along very well, but you never know, you know, in a car trip like that, because we're going to be doing a podcast. This is the first ever, to my knowledge, road trip podcast that we have done.
A mobile trip podcast.
Yeah, a mobile podcast. So, you know, I don't know. We tend, when we do these podcasts, because we taped one last Thursday night, the Paper Rings podcast, when we do these podcasts, we tend to get a little argumentative from time to time. Now, Michelle and I have never argued, but, you know, Abby and I have had disagreements during a podcast. So being in a confined unit like a car and not really knowing what the topic is, that could be interesting.
Well, you know, you gotta have a disagreement because everybody's not always going to be on the same page. I think it's great when people have different opinions. Whenever I agree all the time, it's so boring.
Well, I'm okay if people disagree as long as they genuinely disagree. What I don't like is some of these shows where you can clearly see that the disagreement is staged just for the purpose of having a disagreement.
Well, how do you know if it's staged? How do you know what their
Oh, you know, because if you have two real people who are really getting in a disagreement, you are going to see that the one person who's faking it really does not know as much about the topic and is really not making as much sense as they could. You can always tell that way. If you listen to any phony conversation, you'll notice that. Because if you... Okay, let's say we're having a discussion. What do people get in disagreements about? I'm trying to think of a disagreement that Abby and I have had recently.
Politics.
Well...
you and Abby, I don't think politics is what a lot of people get.
People get into politics.
Everybody has their own opinion.
Right. But, you know, like I was trying to think last week, the topic that we did on the program last week was forgiveness. And Abby and I had a disagreement on forgiveness because I said that I did not believe that she was a forgiving person. And she felt that she was a forgiving person. Now, I knew what my reasoning for that was because I truly believed it. Because I've been with her. I know how she handles things. So I had instances in our friendship together where I could point to things where she had not forgiven. And she believed that she had forgiven because in her own life she had instances where she thought she had forgiven. So that was a genuine disagreement. But now a fake one, what would have happened would have been the person would have been disagreeing just to disagree, and they really would have not had any backup information as to why they were right.
Oh, I see what you get at. Yeah, right, I see.
And that's how you know it's a phony.
Yeah, if you have the backup of
And if people start making up the background information, then you know that they really they're just doing it.
Yeah, just to do it for spite.
Well, I think that sometimes they're doing it for show when they're doing it on radio or television. I think they're just trying to provoke a fight, so maybe it's more entertaining. I don't know. I watch some of these cable news shows sometimes, and I don't think the fight is always genuine. I think they know they're going to get in a fight. That's why they have them on there, and that's what happens.
Yeah, like what's that TV show? The boys have fights on there now. Oh, what is that TV show? People always watch. People always tell me that they always watch it at work. I can't think of it. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but they're always fighting the women.
I'm not, well, you know, I always think of the big one as being Jerry Springer when he was on, and what always fascinated me about that was, you know, they fought every day. I mean, they even had a bell that went off in the background that allowed the people to fight. Now, if you're watching this show, and obviously these people watch the show or they would not know how to write in to become a guest, you know that people fight on this show. And when people are fighting every day, you kind of get the opinion after a while that they're not really fighting to fight. They're fighting because that's what this show wants.
Yeah, exactly. It's all fake.
Right.
Because a lot of the fights on there, it's like pull my hair, you know, or they're not, I mean, it's not really fight. They're like this fight. Nobody ever got knocked out that I know of.
No, and I think that's, and to me, that's phony, and I don't want to, if it's a genuine disagreement, I like it, because see, that's to me what makes a disagreement interesting, is that it doesn't happen all the time, but I feel that way about everything. If something happens all the time, you get old with it, even if it's a good or bad thing. It's old because you hear it all the time. And I think that's what happened to Jerry Springer. You know, it's same thing every day. Well, okay, that's entertaining for a year or so. But then it gets old. Now, but if you just, if you wait for those disagreements to come up genuinely, when it does happen, then it's out of the ordinary. Then it is interesting.
Right. But Jerry Springer was on for a while, though.
Well, yeah, but in the beginning, there were not a lot of fights on it, and it took him a long time to get to that, and then in the end, he had kind of backed off that to a certain degree, so I think he understood even what had happened.
And I think Maury's stage, too, who's your daddy? You know, I think that's a ridiculous show myself.
I feel, you know, Maury Povich was at one time a very well-thought-of news anchor. He was a really, you know, married to Connie Chung, very well-thought-of news anchor. Now, what in the world is his position in life where he just goes to this show every day, and all he does is sit there with two people trying to figure out who the father of a child is, and all he does is sit there and read paternity tests all day. That's what he's going to go down in history for. Maury Povich, who's your daddy? What a legacy to have that is.
That show is just, it got off by, ridiculous.
It is. It's god-awful, and you know, for people who like to watch it, that's fine, and obviously there are a lot of people because he's been on a long time, and I think he's the last one of that bunch to still be on, but boy, his show is just terrible. I don't even know why he's... Does he need the money at this point? I mean, I would just go home and try to resurrect my image doing something else.
I don't know. But yeah, he definitely... I think he's almost hitting the third rail, though. I would think.
Well, who would hire him?
I wouldn't think anybody.
I mean, if you're doing a news show... If you're doing a news show at this point, are you going to hire the Who's Your Daddy guy?
Oh,
I mean, really.
I wouldn't think so.
Are you going to say, here's a documentary on the Titanic hosted by Maury Who's Your Daddy Povich? No. And why these people go on this show, I have no idea. Can't they afford the paternity test? I mean, can't the family chip in and get the paternity test where they don't have to do it on national television?
You would think that's what they would do. But who knows what their ideas are? This guy in his car is drunk. Okay.
He's had an eye opener already at before 9 o'clock in the morning.
He goes fast, slow, speeds up, slows down. Like, good, crazy. What is wrong with you? Anyway. That was my morning traffic cap for you.
Well, you know, what I think... I think this daylight savings time screws people up for a few days.
Really? It didn't mess with me at all.
I think it does, because I think people who work on Sundays and Mondays and really don't get a day off in there,
yeah.
I think messes with their schedule. And also, well, yeah, and I just think there's something to it, because I saw a lot of people this morning who were a little cranky. I mean, I even had a little episode at the McDonald's this morning where there were some people.
Really?
Oh, they were cranky there.
What? Did you say something to them?
Well, it wasn't the employees. It was the people in the car. There was some lady ordering something. I don't know. She must have ordered a lot of food. And she was two cars ahead of me, and there was a car in between my car and her car, and she got up to the window to get her food, and for some reason, she apparently was not moving fast enough for the person behind her, and the person who was working my window had to go up there and see what was going on, and then I heard the person behind this person start honking the horn at them. Now, why you would honk the horn at somebody in the line at McDonald's is beyond me. Honest to goodness.
Yeah, because they can't go nowhere.
No, what are you going to do? I mean, what do you expect them to do when you're honking the horn at them? What is the problem at this point?
I mean, they don't have their food, so they can't go nowhere.
No, I mean, I could understand if the line was moving and they weren't moving with it, like they were reading their cell phone or something, but I don't understand if you're at the window to get your food and you're behind, why are you honking at them?
I don't know. That's where people are crazy. That's where that song comes from.
People are crazy. But, you know, my weekend was very good because, and again, I don't want to say who did this, but I got a lot of comments on it, something like 40, 50 comments on it and a lot of likes on it. Somebody did a nice video on my career that had to take some time to do, because some of these pictures were very old. So they had to really dive into my Facebook page to find some of these old pictures. and put it to music and did a nice little synopsis of my career, and it was very, very nice. People wanted to see it, so I showed it on Facebook, and I was really impressed.
I did. I watched it. It was very good.
Yeah. It makes it seem like I did some things.
You did some things. Well, you did a lot of things in your career over the years. Not only radio, but, television. I mean, you had a lot of television stuff over the years as well.
And I'm still here today.
Matter of fact, this is before even television. People don't even know about this. We used to do interviews at your house.
That's true, when I was in college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't know that behind the scenes. So you've been doing interviews for a long time. I mean, I used to get them up on the phone for you, and I don't know how many celebrities I talked to when I was in high school or college.
And so many people. And so many of
and
them.
I think it might have been high school too. We might have did. I don't even know.
And so many
did
of them.
In high school?
I don't think in high school, but I think in college. But so many of those people have went on to their reward now.
I remember talking to Eileen Brennan the first time. And I talked to her for a while. She kept me on the phone for a while. I'll talk about her toothless cat and her flipping over on a car. Feet in the air and landing on the car.
You know what's funny to me? I heard this term this past weekend, and I like that term, going on to their reward, because I think we use the term death kind of, we say passed away, which I really don't understand that term, and apparently we don't like to use the word death in this society. I don't know why. So I like this term, they've gone on to their reward. I like that one. But the other term that I heard the other day that I thought was good was when you're talking about somebody's tombstone, you don't say tombstone. You call that their shade. Because their tombstone has a shade over their grave. So, you know, like if you're going to go apologize to somebody after they're dead, you say, I'm going to go apologize to their shade.
Really?
Yeah, I like that term.
I never heard of that.
I might have to go to the cemetery one day and apologize to some shades.
All the people that you put in the grave after you interviewed them?
You know what? I think it's a good time to go apologize when somebody's dead. Because if you've had a bad relationship with them, which maybe you have, because at that particular point, why are you going to apologize? So if you've had a bad time with them, I think that's the best time to go apologize is when they're dead. Because they can't talk back. Yeah, that's right. We don't want to hear from them at that point.
You and Jimmy Crumb had an outing at the end.
I wouldn't go to Jimmy Crumb's shade if you paid me. I don't even know. I don't know where he's buried. I don't know why he's buried. I would not go to Jimmy Crumb's shade.
He was buried in his lifesaver jacket.
Well, good for him. He couldn't even button it up anymore. He couldn't get it around him. He'd had one too many trips to the old McDonald's.
He was a rude man. I drove his ass there. Oh.
Whoa! What are you doing?
I drove his butt around one day.
Oh, Lord. The anger for Jimmy Crumb came out there. What are you doing?
I drove him around.
Gee whiz.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my head hurts. Oh, yeah. No. But you saw the video. Was the video not?
Yes. Yes. I did.
It was him. We'll just get away from that subject quick. Woo. No, it was. Was it not a great video?
It was a very great video, and it was. It was well thought of and well planned.
That somebody took the time to do that and put all those transitions in and got it matched up with the music and found those. I know finding those pictures. See, that person told me that it didn't take very long. I know that that took a long time because there are a lot of pictures on my Facebook that go back many years now. And to go back and pick certain ones that they thought were the best ones, that took some time.
Yeah, It sure did. Yep. It was not a very slapped together either. It was well thought of.
It was well thought of, and it was in a process to where it like followed the career. You know, the early things were in the early part, and the late things were in the late part. It was just very nice, and very well thought out.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I just wanted to give you a call in and see how your phone was working. So it's working good now, I guess.
Comment
on your video. The video was really good. It was a really good video. And I guess I was in one of the pictures.
Were you?
I think so.
Well, it could have been. I know Terry sent me a message this morning saying he was in one of the pictures.
I think I was in one of them.
Do you confuse yourself with Terry? A lot of people confuse you and Terry, so it could be that.
No. I have to watch. I watched it. Like, I'm pretty sure I was in one of them. I know Adam and Terry was, but I thought I was in
I think Adam was in one. Yeah, I think Adam was in one, and I think Terry was in one.
Maybe I wasn't in one. I thought I was.
No, I think you were. I just don't remember which one it was.
Yeah, I watched it late at night, so I was half asleep.
Well, it was worth it. It was a terrific video.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling and testing out the phones this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, and now we know that the phones are working properly, so this is a good thing. All of our ringers are ringing properly again. 56 coming up on 57 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 3 minutes away from the top of the hour, and we've got a whole nother hour here to go this morning. To make that video, for those of you who are my friends on Facebook and got to see it, I was just super impressed because I've always said that as opposed to getting a gift that's purchased in a store, I always like something that is made. I mean, store-bought gifts are fine, and that's great, and sometimes you use them for a lot of things. But to have somebody put a video together that's personalized, or to have somebody write something to you that's personalized, or make something that you know was made with their own hands, you know, to me, that's a very nice gesture. I think that's, I don't know. I think that's just a very kind gesture to do for somebody, because it does take time. Now, the person who did it, who I'm not going to say their name because they didn't want me to say their name, because they did not want credit for it, because they didn't do it to get credit. It does take time, because there are hundreds at this point, pictures on Facebook, which is where the pictures had to come from, that are there. And they had to go through and pick the ones that they thought were best. I had no hand in this at all. I did not help with the picking of the pictures or anything like that, or the music or the sequence. Didn't tell them any of that. And they were able to put that together in such a nice way that I was really, really impressed. And the fact that they did it on the weekend on their own time. Now, when I said to the person, hey, you know, that took some time. I can't believe you did. Oh, no. It just took a little bit of time. See, I don't believe that. I think that took more time than the person is saying, but the person is being modest, which is nice. I appreciate a little bit of modesty here and there. But for those of you who saw the video, I hope you liked it. And I hope that you know that the person who put the work into doing that is a very, very cool person. And as I say again, I always like the personalized gifts much more than any other kind of gifts. So totally cool. Very nice surprise over the weekend to see that, and had a lot of comments on it. I'm not sure where it's at yet. I was going to check it here. But still this morning I was getting comments on it. 42 comments. There you go. At this point, 42 comments. 30 people have liked it. 42 comments. And it's only been up 22 hours. So what a nice gesture by that person. We've got a whole nother hour coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Comic from Las Vegas, Chicky, Chucky, Chucky. What is that fat kid's name? Let me tell you something. I have stories on me, and I'll tell you that happened with Sullivan and I on the air.